In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear First Communion children, this sermon is not just for you today, but I begin by thanking you for your prayers. I told you last week we were all counting on you. And your prayers have been heard beyond all our expectations. Today we will go around the church singing a hymn which is known to most of you, I think, which we sing especially on this day, what is known as the Fatima hymn. There are many verses to this hymn. I've never counted how many there are. However, one stands out for me today in particular. To three shepherd children, the Virgin then spoke. We have arrived today at the conclusion of the centenary of the apparitions of Our Lady to three shepherd children, one young man and two young women, 100 years ago. Devotion to Our Lady of Fatima was spread throughout the 20th century, and images of this apparition would be found in homes throughout the world. There is in particular a statue of Our Lady of Fatima which would become known as the Pilgrim Statue of Fatima. As you know, time and again we put a blurb in the bulletin inviting you to have the Pilgrim Statue of Fatima visit your home. We will bring a small statue of Our Lady of Fatima to be in your home so you can pray. I don't know how many of you have ever signed up to have the Pilgrim Statue visit your home. Well, last Sunday, some people, unbeknownst even to themselves, decided to avail themselves of that opportunity. 1 week later, our statue has returned from her pilgrimage. And those who had the honor of her visit decided, quite unintentionally, I'm sure, to offer me a most unusual birthday present, one I have never received before. They have written my sermon for me. It begins thus: Dear Father Aaron and the entire congregation of St. Mary, it has been said that we are all one decision away from changing our lives. Although this is usually used as a motivation to help people move in the right direction, in our case, all it took was one wrong decision to move our lives into a place none of us have ever navigated before. And with that decision, we have experienced a burden of regret that is unprecedented. We have felt panic and guilt, disappointment and embarrassment. And these are not emotions that we are used to feeling. We all try to live our lives as positive, contributing members to society and to the community of Warsaw that we all love so much. But now we've got some work to do to prove ourselves once again. And that is a challenge we will welcome with humility. We are good people, not criminals. And with one bad decision, the lives of many have been altered. We've got a long road ahead of us, but in the end, this isn't about us. There are no words to express how badly we have felt over the last week. Besides, we are truly sorry. So very sorry. We have taken up so much of your time and caused much unwarranted stress, and that was never the intention. When confronted about the situation last week, Father Aaron spoke words of kindness and wisdom to us, but what stood out the most beyond his level of forgiveness was that he said, "It's amazing how things like this can bring people together." Because of that terrible decision we made last week, we have been introduced to a community of people who has shown forgiveness and kindness on a level beyond our imagination. To say we feel blessed is an understatement. So not only is this a letter of apology, we wish to thank all of you as well. Thank you for your prayers and your forgiveness. It is truly an honor to have Father Aaron welcome us into the church, an honor we probably do not deserve. We hope you find it in your heart to accept our apology. Thank you, and God bless. As you all know, Our Lady of Fatima has appeared in our time to console us, yet, in this most violent, most hateful of times that the human race has ever known. She came with a message of warning that we must all do penance. But in our time, we are reminded as well of one of her most illustrious titles, Mother of Mercy. It is her voice that speaks to us through the inspired word. Come, dear children, hearken to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. I am the mother of fair love, of fear, of repentance, and of hope. Our Lady of Fatima, Mother of Mercy, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.